Now that's right where I'm supposed to be, the official anthem of the Special Olympic World Games in Abu Dhabi, as performed by Arabic pop singers Hossein Al-Jazmi, Asala, and also Avril Lavigne and Luis Fonsi. As the UAE welcomes 7,000 athletes from 190 countries from around the world, will it change attitudes forever towards people with special needs in the Gulf States? Well, Henry McKean joins us now live from Abu Dhabi. Henry, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
What's the atmosphere out there like?
Well, it's one big celebration of cultures and phrases that they've coined here in Abu Dhabi in the desert at the Special Olympics. It's meet the determined. And the idea is to get behind the athletes and support them. I've been here all week, Pat, and attitudes are changing slowly. No longer are people with special needs shut away, as the Special Olympics chief executive worldwide, Mary Davis, and the chairman, Tim Shriver, said to me in my radio documentary Bank Holiday Monday, Medals in the Desert. But it all started back in 1968 in the city of Chicago. And it was a time when people with intellectual disabilities were, in a way, systematically erased from society. And the idea was a sporting event in public. They can challenge themselves, challenge one another. And it was it was strange at the time. And perhaps some people thought it was a bit disturbing. But it was joyful. It was liberating. And it was a true game changer. And 50 years on, Pat, here out in the middle of the desert, we've got the Arabic countries and countries from all around the world, 200 of them coming together. And I got to meet a well-known Irish Palestinian. He calls himself PP, which stands for Palestinian Paddy. Here is Nazi Eldon. He's on the board of directors with Special Olympics Ireland. He's originally from Palestine, and you probably know him, Pat, because he's the former National Obesity Advisor at the Department of Health.
Special Olympic as a whole, it means quite a lot. But a Special Olympic in Abu Dhabi means even more, because this is the very first time that the Middle East is hosting these games. And the expectation are so massive, huge, because what we're expecting is that change in the culture. Until now, we had basically people with special needs hidden from view, hidden from others, and they couldn't progress. And we're hoping that for the first time that we will overcome all of these things, and the culture will change to more open society and more integrated into the life of the community as a whole.
Watching Palestine come out there in the opening ceremony, and there was a massive cheer. You must have felt quite proud.
Very proud. But you see, it's an Olympic Games, so all nations are equals. But in the same way that when the Irish team came and we cheered them, it was delightful to see also the Palestinian team coming out, and it gives great pleasure to see kind of small nations, small countries coming out and being on the world stage in such a big, huge event.
And watching on, obviously you've been in Ireland longer than you could say than in Palestine. Watching on, do you think there is a sea change in attitudes in the Arab world towards people with special needs?
Oh, no doubt about that. I can tell you that because I practice medicine also in Israel and in Palestine, and both nations, their attitude wasn't open, it wasn't very kind to them. I shall never ever forget their participation of both the Palestinians and the Israelis in Ireland in the World Games, and from then onward in all of the World Games. And for them to come to Abu Dhabi, into the Middle East, and be part of the whole thing is just absolutely unbelievable. I am almost certain that this event today is going to make such a huge difference in Palestine and Israel and in the Middle East as a whole.
And that's Dr. Nazi Eldin there, who's on the Special Olympics Ireland Board of Directors. Henry, I was wondering, what are the local Emirati people saying about the Special Olympics? I mean, is it changing their view of people with special needs?
Well, Paul, I think so, very much so. In 2003, when the Games were in Ireland, they left a legacy. Here we are, 2019, in the UAE, and they're calling it the Year of Tolerance. Perhaps that's getting lost in translation a little bit. But basically, they're trying to highlight the country's dedication to welcoming people of all backgrounds and beliefs and encouraging peace and stability in the Middle East and beyond. Sheikh Abdullah Ben Zayed is in charge of the Year of Tolerance, and I met a local Emirati volunteer and also the first ever Emirati Etihad pilot, and he got his wings 12 years ago.
My name is Khalid Saeed. I am half Irish, half Emirati. I live in Abu Dhabi, and it's great to see that the Special Olympics has come to Abu Dhabi, educating people about what people with special needs, what they can do and what they're achieving. I see myself half Irish, half Emirati, and I take the strengths from both cultures. I think it's connecting people together. It's awareness, and as well, now it's the year of tolerance in UAE. So it's just also showing people that there is a lot that can be done, and people are going out and doing it.
Hello, I'm Moza. I'm from the UAE, from Abu Dhabi. I'm volunteering for the Special Olympics.
You're an Emirati, you're a local for the UAE. We're here in Abu Dhabi at the moment, looking out over the waterfront, over the Gulf and the beautiful buildings. For you, is the Special Olympics changing attitudes? What do the locals think?
I think it enhanced our perspective in life. It gave me a chance to see talented athletes from all over the world doing all kinds of sports. I can see how they can overcome their disabilities by winning every day and doing every kind of sport they can with like no shame or nothing.
And for you, what has been the best experience about it?
I actually enjoyed the football the most, because me personally, I love football, and to see them just play football and have fun in it and just like be happy about it, it made me happy. So I really loved that part, as well as the kayaking. They were like smiling and they didn't care if they win or lost. They just lived the moment.
And that's a local Emirati there really enjoying the games. Before that, we heard Khalid Saeed, who's half Irish from Sligo. So, Henry, are attitudes changing?
Well, the Crown Prince of Abu Dhabi, Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed, he's very much backing the games. And this morning we actually heard, unfortunately, the Minister of Happiness, they actually have a Minister for Happiness, I think perhaps in Ireland we should have one of those too, they couldn't visit the Dubai Police Stadium, even though everyone is still very, very happy over here. And I met an Irish expat who was a volunteer in the Special Olympics. She's been out here 10 years and she set up a foundation to try and help UAE young people with special needs and to try and help grassroots people. I met her on the beach in Dubai because they are sharing these games, and I met her at the open water swim. Here is Holly Murphy.
There's like people coming out now in thousands to come out and watch the swimmers and support the Special Olympic athletes, and it's great just to see here in Dubai to have this support for these athletes, and it's bringing all the communities together. So yeah, it's an awesome day. I am Irish, but I'm living here in Dubai. I've been here for over 10 years now, so it's an absolute honour and a privilege to be around my home country for these games and to be able to support them how I can. So I'm very proud and honoured actually of the Irish team. They've represented themselves so well, and the athletes are fantastic. They're just a joy to be around.
This is your passion, isn't it? The Special Olympics.
Absolutely, yeah. It's been a big passion of mine for many years. So yeah, out here in the Emirates, I actually have my own non-profit organisation called Sports Heroes Academy. So I run a sports program, completely voluntary, completely free of charge for children of all abilities, of all ages. So yeah, we have 60 athletes between the ages of 3 to, well, the age bracket is endless. So yeah, we have over 100 volunteers are attached to the program, and we train at least once a week, and then we get involved in events then at the weekend. So basically we're trying to create more opportunities for children of determination. That's what we call children with special needs here in Dubai. We're trying to give them as much opportunities in sports as possible.
That's Holly Murphy working with locals with special needs. You've come across all sorts of stories of the games. Tell us one.
Well, healthy athlete. This is something they've done in the Special Olympics for a number of years now. It was a deaf young man over at the Abu Dhabi National Exhibition Centre, a 31-year-old athlete from Senegal, Mami Medja. He got to hear for the first time, because remember, lots of countries that perhaps don't have the kind of money that the UAE have or Ireland have compete. And remember, Africa, believe it or not, 4% have permanent hearing loss, and 21% of African nations failed a hearing test here at Healthy Athlete. It's basically, you could say, a full medical that all athletes get, only if they want to, and it really does help. Here is a short clip of Tears in the Desert of an athlete hearing for the very first time, and this video has gone viral.
Alhamdulillah. Ba, 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 ba.
That's his coach. He's so happy for him. He's crying too.
Crying too, the Senegalese footballer hearing for the very first time. John Tracy, the CEO of Sport Ireland, is out there.
Yeah, he is. He's very much behind. He's behind Team Ireland. And he is a former Olympic champion who won silver in 1984 at the Summer Olympics in LA in the marathon. And remember, at the Special Olympics, there's no controversy. There's no drugs. There's no grubbiness in the Special Olympics. Just pure sport for the joy of it. Here is John Tracy.
It's fantastic for Special Olympics to be here in the Arab world and competing here. And we saw it in China in terms of how Special Olympics opened it up for special athletes, and the same thing will happen here, and it is happening here. The organisation, in terms of the facilities they have, are second to none. It really is spectacular what they have here, and the Irish athletes, and we've been around to all the various facilities and watching them compete, and they're fantastic and doing exceptionally well, and we had two great victories in the women's basketball and the great excitement around that, and we had our table tennis people doing very well as well,
and you're
gymnastics.
Smiling, you're loving
just,
it.
I love this, yeah, it really is fantastic. We saw Francie yesterday in the table tennis and all the emotion he showed during that five setter and coming out the best in that, and you know, it's all about competition, but it's all about the people going out, having the competition, having the enjoyment, and they're all trying to win, you know, so it's fantastic.
That's John Tracy, the CEO of Sport Ireland, talking about Francie Parr, who won in the table tennis. Henry, Special Olympics, it's obviously full of pride, full of emotion.
Yeah, and I witnessed it. It's everywhere, and it's really getting into the locals, into the Arabs. And remember, this is an expat country of countries, you know, there's people from all over the place, especially at Police Academy 4 in Dubai, where the crowd were cheering and enjoying themselves. The locals were out. They were all out supporting all the different athletes from our 200 nations. I met head coach in athletics, Frank Fitzgerald, and Roy Saville, who was competing, the athlete, in the 100 metres relay in Dubai at the Police Academy.
Yeah, we've had some great, I suppose, personal achievements. We've had some personal bests, and we've had some really good racing here. All our athletes have performed just as good, and if not better, than we would have expected. You know, they've worked hard for the last 12 months in selections, since Ireland Games last year, and they've been looking forward to it. And it was a challenge coming, I suppose, to this hot climate at this time of the year, but they've all really, you know, stepped up to the mark, very much so.
We're surrounded by the tallest building in the world. We've got a race just coming up now. Roy Saville, how do you think it's going to go, and how is Roy?
Yeah, Roy is great. So he's just checked in. He had his 200-metre run yesterday, did really well. Yeah, he's relaxed, he's ready for it, and he's up for it. It's 100 metres, so, you know, you just give it 100% and get down the track and get done. So he's going to do that. We know he's going to do that, and we expect him to do well, yeah.
So Roy Saville is about to do his 100-metre run here at Police Academy any second now, and he's going for gold. Roy Saville, Henry McKean from News Talk. How are you feeling after that?
Grand. The two races are over now, so I have the relay tomorrow, but see how we get on. So it's kind of, well, it felt great, but my nerves are at me for the 200 Sunday, and look how that turned out. So
Frank Fitzgerald, head coach, what did you think of that performance just there?
Yeah, brilliant. A little bit slow off the blocks, but he got back up and really made an effort. Great finish. Gave it 110%, exactly what we expected of him, and delighted with the third, really, because it was tough competition, and he did a pretty good time. I'm going to check it, but I'd say really right up there with one of his best.
So how proud are you?
Delighted.
Taking home bronze.
Yeah. Delighted, absolutely delighted for Raya. He's a really good athlete, a really nice guy, and has worked really hard, and he was nervous before the race, but I'm sure he'll be delighted now with his medal. I'm here head coach, but it's Raya's club back in Cork, you know, that brings him here, and stayed with the hard work from week to week, not me. I'm just privileged to be here and delighted to be with Raya to share that experience, so yeah. It's really a word for the coaches back home. Yeah.
And I can hear an emotion in your voice. I mean, it's, can I give you a hug? Congratulations. Congratulations.
A hug from Henry McKean. What more could anyone want? Anyway, Henry was reporting from the Special Olympics about the changes the Games are bringing to the Middle East. He'll be bringing you a full report later on and an update on the medal haul with Team Ireland athletes on the hard shoulder later on with Ivan Yates. But Henry, thank you very much for reporting for us live from Dubai.